Computers have replaced pen and paper in most U.S. schools, but French kids are still taught to write in cursive. And an old school pillar of French education, the dictée or dictation, thrives. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more.
Bonjour, 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 bonjour.
For one day this summer, Paris's iconic Champs-Élysées Avenue was transformed into a giant open-air classroom. Traffic was blocked and 1,700 desks set up in front of the Arc de Triomphe for a popular event, a public dictée. Anyone who's studied French knows the importance of the ritual. A teacher reads out a passage, usually from French literature, and students have to write it out, battling phonetics, grammar, conjugations, and spelling, not to mention accents and gender agreement. But that doesn't daunt Nadia Marinkovic, who brought her husband and kids along.
I thought it would be amazing to participate. It makes me think of my youth and school days, and I feel so nostalgic.
Moi, très mauvais. Très, très, très mauvais.
Husband Frederic is much less nostalgic. He says he was very bad at dictées, but he admits the exercise is important still. The French language is complicated, he says. Dictées throughout your youth are the only way to master it. That's why they're such a part of our culture. 50,000 people entered their names to sit for the three dictées. 5,000 were chosen to participate in three separate rounds. Participants range in age from 10 to 92. 80-year-old Amande, who prefers not to give her last name, says she can't believe all the young people taking part. I'm astonished, she says. They're always on their smartphones and iPads. I didn't think young people could write or spell anymore. There are also a lot of non-native speakers taking part. British tourist Kate Kennedy is a spectator. She studied French at university.
So I know a little bit about that. They have these kind of competitions, but I'd never seen it in reality. So in the UK these days, we don't really do dictation at school anymore. So this is quite interesting for me, yeah.
In the 19th century, dictée mania swept France. In 1857, Empress Eugenie commissioned a well-known author to craft a dictée with all the traps of French grammar to propose as an after-dinner game. It was said that Emperor Napoleon III made 75 mistakes on Prosper Mérimée's infamous dictée, which is still given today.
Combien d'heures ai-je travaillé, virgule?
During the 1980s, the French would gather around their TV sets every week to take the dictée of a popular literary show host. Marc-Antoine Jamet is president of the Champs-Élysées committee that organized the event. We don't only want to be known as a frivolous shopping avenue, he says. We wanted to confront some heavy grammar and syntax to show we're also about language and literature. Jamet says they also did it to unite French people of all backgrounds around their language. That seems to have worked, judging by the diversity of participants. And lastly, says Jamet, we're going for a Guinness World Record. The most people assembled for dictation. And they're off.
Souvenez-vous de cet âge où la vue d'un lit.
The reader recites the passage at normal speed, then repeats it slowly, calling out the punctuation, which also counts. The winner of the second round of dictation with zero mistakes is Paris pizza deliverer Michel Yansenu from the West African nation of Benin. He says he likes to test his level in public dictées.
Ça me rappelle mon enfance, en fait.
Growing up in Benin, I made a lot of mistakes on my dictées, but I had an aunt who was a teacher, and she put huge pressure on me to work harder and get better.
Yansenu says his aunt is now gone, but he still thinks of her every time he sits for a dictée. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.